The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came to the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regards to him, he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let my servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for all the people of Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for a fall and rise of many in Israel, to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. And she was advanced in years. She lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage. And then as a widow, she was 84 years old. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child and all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and favor was upon him. God's favor was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. Today, we are celebrating the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. We are celebrating this feast on Sunday after Christmas, by which we give honor and respect to a family whose lives are our role models, especially for these times of ours, by which the family is in danger in and out. We know very well, it is a harmony, togetherness, trust, faithful prayers, and the sharing of love that makes the family. This feast was instituted in 1921. It is a feast of Christian family, and it is a time when we can reflect on the quality of our own family life in the light of the church. Joseph and Mary were simple, ordinary persons, perhaps not with a plentiful financial means. They could not even afford to buy a sheep to offer the sacrifice in the temple at the presentation. Yet, in their simplicity and poverty, they were together sharing their life and cares with each other in the presence of God. We call them the Holy Family, but that does not mean that they did not have problems. As each of us has to carry a cross, so also the Holy Family had to carry the cross. Though God was with them in the family, the problems were there. So, what are the problems the Holy Family faced? We know our problems exactly, point to point. And what are the Holy Family faced? What are the problems they had? Mary conceived Jesus before they come to live together. There came misunderstanding between Mary and Joseph. Joseph was planning to divorce Mary privately before the angel told him that it was work of God. When delivery time came, it took place in a shelter. When King Herod tried to kill baby Jesus, the family fled to Egypt for refuge. Joseph and Mary suffered a lot when they lost him in the temple. Mary suffered a lot when Jewish authority called Jesus as glutton, drunkard, friends of tax collectors and sinners. When they determined that Jesus must die, when Mary watched her son on the cross bleeding, see how many problems this Holy Family had. In this, what sustains the family of Nazareth through all of these trials and crosses? Which made them to be together with all these problems? The answer is love for each other and for their God. They lived righteous lives in the eyes of the Lord God. So this is what made them to be together, to ease their family life. Love for each other and love for God. That made them to stand their family life. So now, for what this feast? Why we need to celebrate this feast? What is the use? When we come to our family life, what is happening in our families? What are the forces that are undermining family life nowadays? Husbands and wives, are you happy with the family life? Husbands and wives, do you share equally the joys and sufferings? Does married life giving you the real love, peace, joy, and happiness? Are you hated, disliked, disobeyed, mistreated, kept alone, or thrown away by your husband or by your wife? These are all the questions that we need to ask today. That's why we are celebrating this Holy Family Feast. Learn something from this family. That is the invitation. Learn something from this family. There are divorced parents, separated parents, widowed parents. Why? Why all these are taking family? Who is the responsible person for the divisions in the family? You all know, I don't know whether you know or forgot about, in the marriage consent, you all promised in front of God, in front of priest, and in front of people that, what is the consent? Do you remember? At least do you remember your wife? Do you remember your husband? At least now? You need to remember the consent of on your marriage. If you don't remember, you also don't remember your husband and wife. Very rarely. Hi. So in the consent, it is very clear. I, Raymond, take you, Dorothy, for my lawful wife, to have and to hold from this day forward. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. I think now you remember. Do you? Thank God, at least now. If you forget this consent, you will forget your wife and husband. This is very, very important. This is the promise. The promise of the marriage. This promise must be kept all the time. One of my friends says, I asked my friend, he got married almost 15 years. I asked, hey, how is family life? I don't like to see the same face every day. Up to you. It is in the family that we first learn what love means and receive love. It is the family that we learn to communicate what is good and what is bad. So, family is the best place where we can live a real human life. Real human life. Because everything is available in the family. Love, peace, joy, goodness, kindness, oneness, sharing. Sometimes ailing each other, eating each other, fighting each other. Everything is available. If you go out of family, you will miss all these things. We have so many beautiful families among us. Our Rick is sleeping. He's tired of family life. See how nicely he is united with his wife. Bob and Margaret, wonderful. There are so many who are united, bearing everything. Don't think that Kathy is so good to Rick. No. Everything he bears. Almost 52 years, I think. 56? Great. Great unity. So there are wonderful families, and where we can learn from them. and where we can make adjustment between husband and wife. If you go out of the family, if you divorce your wife or husband, life is gone. You will never get the first time when you are united in love. The first love you will never get back again. Family is united, united one, not separated one. So that's why we are celebrating today's Holy Family Feast. Learn from them the love between Mary and Joseph, the love towards their God. Suffering, sharing. Whatever it may be, all the families are not the same. Every family is different. In every family, different problems, different struggles, different joy. When we are united. That's why, learn from the Holy Family. Make your family holy. Make your family perfect. Make your family joyful. Accept each other, husband and wife. If there is no acceptance is very, very important. We know so many by seeing wife, husband will be firing inside sometimes, you know. When wife sees husband, wife will be firing like anything inside, frying chicken or mutton. Why? No proper understanding, no unity. If there is no understanding, family life is gone. In the beginning, when you see a girl, when boy sees girl and girl sees boy, when they like to come together, oh my God, wonderful love, you know. How nicely they express love. Hi, sweetie. Hi, Lottie. Hi, beauty. Yeah, they express each other, boy and girl. What happens, that love, that joy, when you get together in the marriage? Lack of understanding, lack of acceptance, lack of unity. So today, the Holy Family is inviting us to learn that acceptance, that unity, that oneness. That is very important. We heard in the first reading the life of Abraham. So many things are inside, but he was quiet and he believed, he trusted in God, he had faith in God that God will do something for me. And God did in his life because Abraham was faithful to his God. So, no matter what the trust in the family, our family life is not going to be everlasting. We live for a certain time here, and we need to taste the human life. If you miss tasting human life in the family, we are waste. That's why the Holy Family lived righteous lives in the eyes of God. It made, sustained the Holy Family to overcome all their trials and crosses. Be trustful towards husband and wife. Be trustful towards your God. The family that prays together stays together.